Welcome in North Platte City Councilman Ty Lucas, joining us to preview the busy agenda for our city council this evening. Councilman Lucas, how's it going?
Well, it's going great. Good morning. After all that discussion about bike riding, I don't know if I want to go back to work today after this meeting. So I like you guys' thinking. You know, it's funny. My wife and I figured out that from where our home is, we can go about to any business or shopping or anywhere in our community is roughly three miles or less where we would normally go. And sometimes you think things are farther than that, but they're not. It's a pretty easy bike ride to go anywhere we normally go in North Platte.
Or even a little bit of a walk, too, possibly.
Yeah, I need to add a little more walking and jogging to those bicycle trips.
I'm in the same boat that you are, Ty. Now, before we talk about the council agenda this evening, let's talk about your opinion on yesterday's meeting as an informed citizen of North Platte, Ty. Yesterday, you were in attendance for the Quality Growth Fund Review Committee and the conversation they had on the rail park and with the Northwestern Energy Board Committee as well on Sustainable Beef LLC.
Yeah, I'll sure share a few thoughts with you guys, or we can sure talk about it. You know, it's funny. Sometimes you forget when you're in the moment, but yesterday's decision points by the Citizens Review Committee were probably two top 10 or at least top 15 decisions in the history of that fund. And so there was big stuff going on yesterday at City Hall. And again, a little reminder of the process, the LB 840 or Quality Growth Fund money we capture from sales tax growth, and that's our economic development fund that we use locally, and it goes through a citizens review committee of people that are appointed by the mayor who have expertise in finance and managing a fund like this, and they make a recommendation to the city council. Well, they had a several big items yesterday. First of all, thrilled to hear Nebraska Land Days return the allotment that was designated for them.
Yep, that's exciting. That was, I think, kind of an emergency situation, and thankfully those funds didn't have to be used.
Yeah, it's a good reminder how we like to do things in North Platte. The community stepped up very quickly to back up Nebraska Land Days, and then Director Fudge and the fabulous board at Nebraska Land Days was able to manage their way through the pandemic without having to use the funds. And so then they quickly came back and said, you guys have other things in the community going on. We need to relinquish this commitment because we no longer need it. So to me, just a perfect example of working good collaboration and working together here in North Platte.
And it was there if they needed it, too.
Yeah, I mean, if they wouldn't have been able to keep the lights on or keep progressing to position themselves for this year's show, they would have had that line of credit available from the Quality Growth Fund, which I think they would have used and likely paid back. But fortunately, they were able to move right into this year's celebration. I think they had a great celebration, and I feel proud that our community was able to provide them some backstop, and even happier that they didn't have to use it.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and that was a little bit of a buried agenda item yesterday with all the other big things on the agenda.
Overshadowed a little.
But I was impressed too, and I know when they first came in, it was presented as, okay, in case we need it, can we have some money reserved? And everybody said, yeah. But you know, the cynics in town were saying, well, they'll spend it. You know, they don't. But here they come.
Not a dime.
They didn't spend a dime. Yeah, and they gave it all back or relinquished the commitment, like you said. So that goes back in the hopper, right?
Yeah, it does. It goes right back into the hopper. And it just what you said, George. It would have been pretty easy for that board to say, well, gosh, we kind of wanted to do this project or this project.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to try to hang on to this and come back and talk to us. But I think in very good North Platte fashion, being conservative with our economic development monies in a way that we try to get the most we can out of them. And then after that, it moved right into the sustainable beef discussion yesterday. And that was a really interesting discussion. Again, their request was $500,000 from the Northwestern Fund and $500,000 from the Quality Growth Fund. Now, the Northwestern Fund is an interesting item in itself. Have you ever looked at your gas bill?
I did. Who was in last? When Gary was in last week, after Gary was here last week, I looked at my gas bill really for the first time, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's all of our money. It's a lot like the Quality Growth Fund is. And so, you know, Northwestern Gas, they facilitate the fund, but it's the user's money. My last bill had a 16-cent surcharge on it for economic development.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you know, I put 16 cents in that last month, and I've probably done that ever since I've had gas in North Platte.
Yep.
And what that is it's part of the franchise agreement with Northwestern Gas that they collect that small economic development surcharge, and then that money is there to be used in the same spirit, I think, generally as the Quality Growth Fund. And then they have a member of the Citizens Review Committee who's representative of Northwestern Gas. And so, so that was pretty interesting discussion. You know, David Briggs, who's the CEO of Sustainable Beef, he got up and provided a lot of updates on where they're at.
Quality information.
Yeah, I think they're not near as far along as what a lot of people think they are in terms of their process of bringing this all together. And then he pleaded his case for why they needed funds to assist with some of the early due diligence. Then the committee went through the process, and I thought the committee did a very nice job of scrubbing it. I mean, I would tell you, sitting here as a city council member, I'm in favor of this project moving forward in our area, and I'm in favor of creating new high-paying jobs. But the last thing I would ever want to do is give somebody $1 million of taxpayer or gaspayer's money and then not have the business. And so I thought the committee did a nice job of putting some strings in the structure of it to try to ensure that the business occurs. And so I think that's a really important aspect. I mean, I think as a community, I like the concept of showing support, but we don't want to get burned, for lack of a better term, either, mm-hmm. and invest money in a project that doesn't happen. And so I think it's good that the committee figures out ways to protect the city.
And this committee is made up of professionals, like you said, Councilman Lucas. We have some financial advisors on there, a former mayor on there, local developers with numerous business with Mr. Keenan, a banking representative on there that has a banking and finance as well. So this is a committee that is made up entirely of professionals that know what they're doing and very vigilant on how they spend these funds and allocate these funds.
Yeah, and you also have an attorney on the group too, in Brock Worrell. And so, yeah, it's a wise group, and that's their job. I mean, that's, if you go back and read the LB 840 legislation, it's designed to have a citizens review committee of experts to scrub a request and help the cities and counties protect themselves and ensure alignment with the plan. So I'm assuming that request will be at the council at either the first or second meeting in August. I don't know if that was announced yesterday or not. But
I think the mayor may have mentioned
I think early August is the plan. Now.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big discussion. You know, there was a little opposition there yesterday. I think there were three or four that testified not in favor. There were a lot of people in the room who were there in support of the project. And so I continue to be, frankly, kind of amazed that the general opposition to this project at this point in time seems to be a pretty small minority of the population. Now, that can certainly evolve as we go through the important processes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, Councilman Luke, go ahead.
I was impressed with a couple things. One thing was that the advisory committee took a pretty firm stand and said, because I don't think Mr. Briggs was really, he didn't really want some strings tied to that. He wanted a grant, and he said that repeatedly, but the committee was firm in representing the city's perspective on that. And I thought the other thing that was interesting was that the mayor allowed public comments, which he didn't really have to do. And so the opposition had a chance to voice their opinions in public.
Yeah, I saw all those things as very positive about our public process on this. I think you had a committee rolling up their sleeves, doing a good job. And I might explain, just maybe because I work in this stuff in banking, what this concept, in case people aren't familiar with it, but the recommendation was to have a letter of credit put up. And basically what that means is a bond. It's like a bond, what they call a standby letter of credit. And the idea is that they have to go to their bank or financial institution and have them, that bank or financial institution, provide the city back a guarantee that, you know, basically if this business doesn't move forward, that $1 million is going to get paid back. I think that's generally the idea. So it's the easiest way to think of it is people are kind of familiar with bonds. It's similar to like bonding that $1 million that this is going to occur. And so I think the idea, which is a very important concept in this, is to make sure this business is going to occur if we invest this $1 million.
So is this similar to say that you and I go to the bank, Ty, and I co-sign for you to get a loan, you don't pay whatever was agreed upon, it comes to me?
It is, but a letter of credit is designed to be even one step higher, because a co-signer is another person, a letter of credit is basically a bank being your cosigner, or like
okay.
a FDIC condition. And so it's designed to be a very firm, concrete commitment.
Okay.
And so I thought it was an extremely wise suggestion by Brock Worrell and Josh Harm as they worked through that. And it seemed like the committee all thought it was a good idea. But mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be that hard for them to accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked around that type of thing most of my career. And for them to accomplish that with their financial institution should not be that difficult or costly.
And if it is, there's a couple financial institutions locally that would be happy to help.
We've got a lot of banks in the community. So, yeah, I don't think they'll have any trouble. And they mentioned yesterday in the presentation that the Farm Credit System is involved in working with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're frankly really geared up for these kind of specialty agriculture
sure.
products. Not that the local banks can't, you know, be involved or provide support too, but
Mr. Briggs knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, they're really geared up mm-hmm. to work with those types of facilities.
And they said that that line of credit or that letter of credit wouldn't impede the progress of the project either, too. So that was a discussion, and I thought the committee was real considerate to check that out, too, before they passed it. But it does provide some structure for the whole process of the city money being presented to them. So.
Yeah, and I still get back to, as a city council member, I couldn't in good faith invest that type of money on something that I don't know is going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't do it.
And it looks good, but we don't know for certain it's going to happen.
Yeah, there was a wonderful editorial in the Telegraph a week or two ago about trust and how important trust is in his community, and I really enjoyed that article, and it kind of ties to this whole situation. But you want to trust the people you're working with, but you still have to take the right steps to protect the taxpayers' money, and I really believe that.
Yeah.
Now, Councilman Lucas, speaking of finance, 4:30 today, you and your elected official colleagues will be getting together at City Hall to get your first look of the budget.
Yeah, I think George and our other media partners are going to be busy this month because there's a lot of budget talk going on over the next month or two. But
busy start to the week.
Yeah, but today will be the first look the city council has at the budget in a work session at 4:30, which is just prior to our regular meeting. And this will be the first we've seen. So at this point, we haven't seen anything, but the city administrator, mayor, and the department heads have been working feverishly to get the budget put together, and so now it will begin the public process of the council seeing the initial overview, and then we'll move into the budget hearings in August.
So the ball has kind of moved out of the court of the department heads and is now being handed by the mayor and city administrator to the council, right?
Yes, it has. And I view the job of the council, you know, I'm not going to spend my time trying to dissect down the exact number of people in a department or how much we spend on fuel in an area, or that, you know, we have great department heads and management at the city that are really focused on that. I see the council's job as, what is our strategic direction for the allocation of resources? Where do we think more resources need spent? Where do we think less resources need spent? How do we feel about our overall philosophies on things like pay and benefits and those types of things? And so I think the council, really, the role of the council, from my eyes, is to help set a good strategic direction, which then gets further executed by the folks at City Hall.
And speaking of which, what are your thoughts on the new 311 system that we'll be implementing in the near future that was discussed at the previous council meeting?
Gosh, do I know about that? With the 311 system,
yeah,
walk me through it.
We'll be reporting expenses and things along those
lines. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that is 311. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think it's 311 is what the systems
okay.
will be using. But, yeah, I'm not sure the official termination.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know the right name. I should know that. But, yeah, I think that's exciting. I mean, the way that I understand it, first of all, it's going to provide a lot of operational efficiencies with the technology and the software usage. It's also going to give community members a way to easily electronically input information to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm walking my dog one day and I see a big pothole and I think, well, gosh, I bet the city'd like to fix this and I don't want to trip in the pothole, I can literally take a picture of it, submit it to the city, and it'll create kind of a suggested work order, and then it'll go through from there.
And I believe you, as the individual that submitted that, is notified on the progress, too.
Yeah, it has a notification back system, and I think it's just going to be a really nice venue. More than anything, the ability to manage the city's various assets, the fixed assets, the equipment, and just the overall what the software will bring to the table with maintenance. One of the big strengths I see is our current mayor and city administrator is some of their background in these types of things, and so we have this is the second or third item they've brought to us since Mayor Kelleher was elected of some type of technological solution that should ultimately create more efficiency. So I think we're getting a little benefit out of his background at City Hall.
I would agree. And Councilman Lucas, looking at the agenda for City Council tonight, relatively light agenda following the work session at 4:30.
Yeah, tremendously light agenda. One of the lightest that I've seen in a while. But I know that we're going to work hard in August with everything coming up. But yeah, we have pretty much routine stuff tonight. It'll be the second reading on the zoning out on East Phillip. That's probably the biggest item. Mm-hmm. It kind of sailed through the first time, so I don't expect a lot of controversy on that tonight. But there could, you know, sometimes when you get to a second reading, people have had more time to talk to constituents and look at things.
Or maybe somebody couldn't attend the first meeting, they're able to attend this one, possibly.
Yeah, and that goes back to the reason that when it comes to zoning, that you typically have multiple hearings, or often have multiple hearings unless they're waived by a supermajority. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's any comments or concerns about that. But all in all, I think that's extremely positive because it's somebody who's in the early stages working on a housing project, and we desperately need houses. In my opinion, our community probably needs 200 extra housing units today, and that's before Sustainable Beef and all the other projects going on in the market.
There are some coming, though. I believe there's going to be some open houses today or ribbon cutting. So
we're making progress, but
progress.
We are.
You mentioned budget hearings. I believe there's going to be some work sessions held. Like yet this month, is that right?
Week of August, George. Okay. I could grab my schedule here real quick, but I think August. So I believe that today's our first look at the budget, and then I could even get to my calendar here probably pretty quick. But I think then we go off to, let's see.
Well, I'm just curious, and I wanted to tell the listeners that these are public hearings too, and. But if they've got a budget concern, it's probably a good idea to talk to a council person.
Yeah, either call, email, write a letter, leave a voicemail.
So
I think it's
a public hearing.
Right, at this point in time, I think the key would be to get council members' input that people have on the budget. And then the budget hearings, I believe they're the first week of August, then that will be the time where the public can come in and testify on the budget. So I remember the exact schedule, and I don't have it in front of me. So next time I'm in, I'll make sure I have that with me.
we'll try to publish that, too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Councilman Lucas, if there's any of your Ward 2 constituents that want to get in contact with you ahead of the council meeting today or ahead of anything else here in the near future to talk about anything regards to the city of North Platte, how can they do so?
They can get a hold of me at 534-5987, and they can also go to my Ty Lucas for City Council Facebook page, and they can message me there either privately or openly. Also, I have an email address on the city website that they can send to me, too. So I encourage people to provide budget input. I mean, we certainly do listen to everybody's thoughts and take it seriously.
And Councilman Lucas, you've been very active on your Facebook page as well. I encourage folks to follow you on there because you've been very active in passing along some thoughts with some local issues, too.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I have people tell me, that you'll find this interesting, George, that, gosh, sometimes I'm not very good about watching the news, but if I see something on Facebook, then I'll go to the news outlets. Now, I'm a news junkie. I mean, I read the Bulletin, the Telegraph,
that's
the Wall Street Journal every day. Yeah, and I listen to your show, so I'm kind of a news junkie. But a lot of people look for something that pushes them to go to the news medias. And so, honestly, at the end of the day, what I'm hoping to accomplish with that is to put a little bit of information in front of people and then them go to the Bulletin and the Telegraph and to your radio show and whatnot and learn more about it from the professionals. But it's interesting how many people I've told me that, oh, you got my attention on this, and then I went and looked at it closer.
That's great.
All
to
working
spark
together.
Their attention. That's a great
yeah.
thing to do. And then everybody gets an idea of what you're like, too, and it creates a bond there or a channel of communication. So it's a great thing, Ty.
Yeah, and that's why if I end up running again this next year for the seat, I hope people use that outlet to get to know me a little better, just like you said.
Councilman Lucas, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck this afternoon.
All right, thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning after a quick break. As always, Mugs of the Morning presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Pete Volz, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt.